Whole Story Quest Audiobooks presents ZC4 by Chris Harris, narrated by Rory Barnett. Chapter 1. The celebrations continued for a long time. Never wavering from our goal, we travelled across hundreds of miles of zombie-infested wastelands, adding to our strength as individuals and other groups of survivors were found. Our goal becoming the common goal as the concept of our destination was realised by all. The brutal Darwinian nature of the world that was now the norm meant that the ones who had survived had found that something within them that they probably wouldn't have discovered in normal society. Something that made them endure when millions around them had perished, most screaming in agony as another's teeth ripped their living flesh from their bodies, before they themselves rose again to join the undead masses. These people had not frozen in terror when faced with sights that their worst nightmare couldn't conjure up. They had done what they needed to do to live, to survive. Most of them didn't know this themselves, just counting themselves lucky to have escaped and found somewhere safe to shelter. But they had it, that special thing that set them apart from others when the chips were down and action needed to be taken. The group was made up of a broad cross-section of society, from a vicar to a carpenter, a soldier to a retired childless housewife. Everyone had contributed to the group's success. People from all walks of life, whose lives were so far apart from one another that they wouldn't normally even have mixed in the same circles, or indeed have thought they could be friends, and we celebrated together as one. Families had been torn apart. We knew with heartbreaking certainty that all our blood relatives had probably either succumbed to the virus and turned, or had died in the ensuing chaos and panic. Those gathered around us were our new family now. Maud once again brought order to the group. Raising her fingers to her mouth, she emitted a loud shrill whistle that caused all of us who were still laughing, hugging and dancing about to stop immediately and look in her direction. "I'm sorry to ruin everybody's fun, but can we continue the celebrations later when we've made sure this place is safe? I can't let the children out of my sight until I know the whole place is clear." Instantly, brought down to earth by the matriarch of the group, most of us looked embarrassed, as once again she had got the situation spot on. We did not know what...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?